Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Welcome. Oh my gosh. It's early for me. I am a night owl. Our listeners know that. So this is way early for me. Anyway, no, I've actually been up for a couple of hours, but it takes me a couple of hours to get going and before my mind is functioning normally. Whatever normal is, because I don't consider myself normal at all. How about you? Are you normal? What is normal anyway? Oh my goodness, normal is boring, I think. Who wants to be boring? Oh, well, today's show is all about resilience. How to have it, how to get it, what does it mean? Are you resilient? I think for myself, I'm very resilient. I've been through crazy amount of things, you know, with life. We all have things that go on in life. I think that I'm probably very, I know that I'm very resilient. And I have many colleagues and acquaintances and friends who for years have said, oh my God, if that happened to me, I would have like taken the bridge. I don't, or, you know, I'd be on pills or I'd be drunk all the time or whatever. How do you deal with all this stuff and still have a smile on your face? Smiling for me is natural, just like talking. I love to talk. I love to smile. I don't know why I like to smile. I've always liked to smile. And I get that from my grandfather, my dad's dad. He always had a smile on his face, and people just loved him. He was the sheriff in our local town, and everybody knew Sheriff Joe. Loved Sheriff Joe. It was great. So I'm thankful that I picked up that characteristic and that trait from my grandfather. It's a very cool thing. And smiling really does help, and it helps with resilience, believe it or not. As I've been coming up preparing for the show today, this day for me is sort of a sad day in many ways. And I thought this day for me was going to bring a lot of joy, and I'm finding that it's bringing deep sadness. And this is the day last year when my brother James and myself and my best friend and my partner Dave and all went to a concert. We have this big concert series going on for about 12 days here in the area because we have the oldest parade in the country going to happen on July 4th, and it's a big hoopla. And one of the things that we did, well, I always do with my friends, is go to the concert. But last year, we went to this concert with my brother James. And before we went to the concert, we all gathered at my friend Lori's house, who lives on the in the concert area. And we made homemade pasta, and James was giving us pasta lessons and how to make it, and too much flour, not enough flour. This is how you make it less sticky. This is how you make it less doughy, all that sort of stuff. Because at one point he had worked in a local pasta, I wouldn't say factory, but he worked at a local pasta joint and he made pasta, which was interesting for me to learn because I didn't even know that about my brother. I didn't know he had worked in a pasta place for a while because there was a period of time when we really weren't in contact with each other for various reasons. You get busy with your lives. It was everything I could do for many years just to get up, go to work, and hold my household and my family together, never mind sort of doing outside extra things. And his wife she's very unfriendly, I'll say, and not because of any of the circumstances or whatever that with the two of them, but that's just the person who she is. She's always been that way. And she didn't like our family. So James wasn't really allowed to socialize with us. And, you know, there's lots of things that brings up, such as, well, he has free choice, blah, 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 whatever, you know. But sometimes when you have to go back home and listen to, get a lot of grief about it, sometimes it's just easier not to do it. And that was the case for him in this instance. So anyway, but we had gotten back together and with my brother Kevin and James and I, and we had over the last, a little more than a year, we got to spend, good quality time together. And going to this concert last year was one of those times. And so we've made a plan to go again to this concert. The same band is playing tonight to celebrate James. And that brings up a lot of emotions for me. It'll be a year August 22nd, but this summer is sort of like, the first summer without him. And we have our big feast that we do that our family has third weekend of July, and James isn't going to be there. So it's... it's a challenging day for me, so I apologize. But this is part of
learning how to be resilient, you know, because things happen in our lives. People come and go. We lose loved ones. Can be to tragedy, can be to sickness or illness. It can also be, you know, there are many families that have rifts in the family where people don't get along and so forth. You know, I've said for many, many years that just because you're born into a family doesn't mean that you necessarily stay in that family unit, so to say. You know, some families are very dysfunctional, and once you step outside of the function, often it's hard to find where you fit in from there. So, it can be done. Pema Chodron, for example, who is a Buddhist, which is not a monk. I guess she's I don't know what they call him, a Buddhist. Maybe she is a monk. I'm not sure if they delineate between men and women. But she's a Buddhist teacher and scholar. And if you aren't familiar with her, I encourage you to look up her work. Because Pema's work really helped me in some of those times that were really a challenge. And I mean big challenges, you know. Within a year and a half, I had so many things, big things happen in my life that, again, that was one of those times where my friends would say, oh, my God, I could never have made it through this. How did you do it? And there was a period of time back, late 90s, early 2000, where I became a single mom. I got divorced, became a single mom. I had lost my mother, my grandmother, my dog, my cat, and I herniated discs in my neck all in a very short period of time. 11, that happened all in about, 11, 15. All of those things occurred in about a period of 16 months. That's a lot. And on top of all that, when I herniated the discs in my neck, I was completely bedridden for 3 weeks. I had to get help to get in and out of bed. I was on heavy medication. And then I could not work for a whole year. And it took me 18 months to be able to be rehabilitated enough physically to be able to go back to work and do the job that I held before the injury. Though I never went back to the job completely fully because I wasn't able to, but almost, you know, completely 100%. I would say probably about 85 or 90% of my capacity I was able to return to my regular job. And that was almost 2 years when that happened, 2 years out. And I was out completely for over a year. And during that time, I was not receiving a paycheck. And I had just gotten divorced less than a year before. I walked away from an abusive relationship, marriage, with very little money, though we had a lot of money, but I wasn't aware of that. But because of my former husband's way of running the business, I had to choose between just walking away with nothing or taking everything and then having to sort all the business aspects out that were very boggled, we'll just say. They were very mixed up and there was a lot of sorting out. And it would have cost a lot of money to sort it all out and straighten things out. So that being said, I chose to walk away. And I walked away with enough for a small down payment on a house. I had a little bit of money left over, which turned to be a godsend at the time because that money was the only money I had for over a year. And then when I did go back to work, I was only working 2 hours a day and then eventually was able to work back up to an 8-hour day. But again, that took 2 years to get to that point. But the money that I had when, you know, I got divorced and put the down payment on the house and did a couple of things in the house, there wasn't a lot left. And that held us over for a while, but then I ran out of money. And I was not able to drive. We lived on an island. I've lived on the island for almost my whole life, and I had moved off the island when I got divorced for reasons of housing, because I was not able to find a house on the island that was affordable for me at the time. So I moved away. I moved off the island, but all my relatives, all the family, were all on the island. And it's not that far away, really. You know, it's only a couple of minutes. It's not that far away from the island. But the point is, when there's a bridge between you and the people, you know, who are in your field, in your group, sometimes that can be a hindrance. Oh, my God, I have to go over the bridge. Especially for those people who are true islanders, because the saying on the island here is, if you're an islander, you never leave the island. And it's crazy, but it's true for some people. They never go over the bridges to get off the island. It's a rare occasion. So, and that being said, I didn't have a lot of people in my life at that time to help me. Because, again, I'd just gone through a divorce. And, you know, when you go through a breakup like that, some friends stay with the former partner, some friends stay with you, and many friends just fall away completely because they socialized or knew you as a couple, and now they don't know how to really know you anymore, how to socialize or spend time with you. So many of those friends often just fall away. And that's what happened during that period of time. But I was very fortunate where when I ran out of money and I wasn't able to shop, I wasn't able to drive, we had two families. And one family I didn't really know that well. I just knew them from school, but where my children went to school. But we had two families that fed us for 2 months. No questions asked, just would show up at the door with bags of groceries. And that was a godsend for me. And I don't know, honestly, if I would have been able to get through that period without the help of other people. So that brings us back to the topic of resilience. Sometimes, in order to be resilient, you have to accept the help of others. Sometimes that can be one of the most difficult challenges for us to be able to take. It's a hard pill to swallow for many people. I know it was for me, and maybe that's the case for you, and maybe it's not. You know, I help many people, and I enjoy doing that, but yet when it comes to myself needing help, I have a hard time asking for help or accepting help. So in this case, the universe put me in a place where I had no choice. I had to accept help, and thankfully there was help there. And that brings us into another thought about resilience, and that is that the universe, you know, gave me a position or give me an injury to help show me or learn something about how to accept help from others. And the universal connection in all of this is another really important part of resilience and how to be more resilient. And that is connecting in with the universal energies. You may call it the universal energy God. You may call them Allah, Buddha, Jesus, you know, maybe angels that you connect with. Whatever it is that you connect with, whoever, whatever you call them by name, is basically all the same and leads to this one vibrational source or vibrational energy. So connecting in with the one or connecting in with something higher than you, putting your faith and belief and trust into something higher than you, can help you be more resilient and get through those difficult times. Now, I do have people, you know, question that sometimes and ask, well, you know, my father passed away when I was 14. I do work with a lot of younger people, children or people who had trauma when lost when they were younger. And they say, you know, well, if God was good or universal power, whatever, then why would they take away my father, my mother, my brother, my, you know, grandparents, whatever? And that question is one that I believe has a couple of different answers. You know, we all pick and leaving points before we come here in our chart. We make opportunities throughout our lifetime to be able to exit if we choose. And there are the two obvious points are at birth and then at old age. And then there are three points in between where we can say, okay, I'm done, if that's what we choose at that time. And if, in fact, we have accomplished whatever it is that our soul has chosen to come accomplish that lifetime. In some cases, even if the soul hasn't accomplished all it could, if it feels like it has, then sometimes that person will choose to exit, as in the case of my brother. So how does all of that come back and help with resilience? And why sometimes do we feel like we've been abandoned by our higher power, or God has taken a loved one away from us or whatever? God doesn't take anyone away from us. You know, we all chart things to happen before we come. We put the big pieces in, and then we fill them in sort of as we go along, because we all have free will and free choice to make in this life. That's one of our gifts that we're given, is the ability to make a choice and have free will. And if you're born in a country, you know, like the United States, we really have free choice, a lot of free choice, where in some other countries, maybe the choices aren't as broad in many areas for people as available here. So I lost my train of thought because I need to do the astrology. Now, if you would like to call in and if you have a question or something that's going on in your life that you need clarity on, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Now, how you find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, I'll let you know now, because I always run out of time at the end, is through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I like to keep it simple and easy for you guys. If you Google Cynthia Fontaine, I come up everywhere. And you can easily link to all my social media right from my website. How convenient is that? You can also see my prices for readings and so forth. And Facebook is CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. And so like my public page if you haven't already. And I just want to say, hey, shout out to all the new people on my Facebook page this week. And that's Arlene, Joy, Mabel, Annette, Michelle, and Lori. So thank you guys for liking my page this week. I'm so excited. I love when new people like my page. It's very exciting. Now, you may see me a little bit less on Facebook this summer because I'm trying to get disciplined to work on my book. It's not working so great because I love being on social media and posting things for you guys, because that's part of my mission, is to get information out to you so you can have a better or easier, more enjoyable life. And social media is one way that I do that. So I have to try to, I have to start restricting myself from being on social media for too long. All right. So what's going on in the stars this week? Well, there's always a lot going on. But this week, on the surface, there's been lots of tension. It's like, you know, when there's a storm brewing and the ocean gets wild and the waves are rolling in. But then when you put your, if you're swimming and you dive underwater and you're under the surface, it's quite calm under there often. But yet the surface is very tumultuous. And that's what we have going on astrologically right now. Lots of contradiction and opposition and miscommunications on the surface. But when you dive under the surface into the depth of the waters, that's where you find a feeling of bliss and peacefulness. That's the place to send your love out, send love of the heart to yourself and to others. So if you're having challenges in relationships this week, you know that that is going on astrologically. And the moon has been playing games with us in Cancer, and Cancer is very an emotional planet, or an emotional sign, I mean. So don't be stressed out if you're feeling emotional this week, because it's all in the planets, and the purpose is to get into the depth and the deeper feelings of what's really going on with you, like me today with my brother, and getting in touch with those feelings that I'm feeling. So get in touch with your feelings and allow them to be there. Acknowledge them and just allow it. And my son is going out, so I just want to say, see you later, honey. Have a good day. Drive safely. So that's that bit about Cancer. So again, this week there can be lots of confusion, miscommunications in relationships, and really making us question our relationships, whether or not the relationship is good enough for you, or you're getting mixed messages in the relationship, this is really putting a lot of pressure on us. And this isn't only if you're dating. This can be in your marriage as well. And it can also be, if you don't have a significant other, it can also be going on in other relationships in your life, friendships or family and things like that. It doesn't have to be particularly a romantic relationship. So that being said, this is really for everyone. So be careful in your speech. Be sure that you are communicating clearly this week. And you can even ask the person who you're communicating with, especially if it's a very important subject, you know, especially when you're dealing with matters of the heart, then to repeat them what you've said to them. And just so that, they understand it clearly. Or you can also repeat the person, we have them repeat it back to you. And you can do the same for the other person. For example, you're having a chat about, say you're having some emotional need that you feel isn't being met in a relationship. So you want to bring that conversation up with your significant other. You always want to stay in the I. Never you do this or you do that and it bothers me. You always want to stay in the I, because then the person will be able to hear what you have to say. They'll be open and receptive to it, even if it's a difficult subject. Especially if it's a difficult subject, you should always be in the I. I feel, I find, whatever. I'm feeling very sad today because I'm missing my brother. I'm feeling very sad today because You know, this marks the 1 year of activities that we did together. So rather than just sort of slumping around the house all day, if you're in your emotions, just let your partner know or your loved one know, your loved ones know, hey, I'm having an off day. I'm feeling sad because blah, blah, blah. Or, or if you're angry about something or whatever. So always stay in the I and never the you. Okay, that's a really, really big thing. And it helps with resilience because when you have people in your court who can hear you, and not just hear you, but really hear you and listen to you, listen to your words, listen to your heart, then that can help you be more resilient. It's important to have people in your court who are on your side, okay? So really be careful and mindful of your communication this week. Mercury is still in retrograde, although it goes direct. This week, I'm not exactly sure the date. It may even be today or tomorrow. I can't recall. But Mercury finally is coming out of retrograde, which is a huge relief for me, with four planets in Virgo and Mercury rules Virgo. Mercury in retrograde always affects me deeply. But it's the time to go in, look within, figure out things. And so we all need that time because if we were always outwardly focused, we'd never get to the inner workings of ourselves. So the next several months, there's a lot of chaos and confusion coming up. Action distortion, and this will be in business and as well as in relationships, because it's like with what's going on astrologically, it's like there are two worlds that are now trying to collide into one, and I mean collide. So that's where we'll see, you know, lots of chaos and confusion. But if you can be smart enough to really think deep down into your heart, and you can do this through meditation, Tai Chi, through yoga, through martial art, through swimming or walking or biking, whatever, however you get into your heart space. Everybody has different ways of getting present into their heart space. But I really encourage you to get into that heart space, not just this week, but really the whole rest of this year. Tap into the feeling of bliss. Tap into being able to go into the depths of the water where the water is calm and peaceful. And again, you do that through meditation, through Tai Chi, through yoga, through things where you have a chance to let the mind chatter go and focus on peace, blissfulness, relaxation, etc. That will be really helpful for all of you to pick up some kind of practice. If you don't have a particular practice, you want to pick that up. And I just want to say hello to you guys in the chat room. Thank you all for tuning in, and I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all of you taking time out of your day to listen to the show. You know, I have many, many listeners who listen to the replay because sometimes, you know, times or dates just aren't always convenient and work into our schedule. So I do appreciate all you guys who listen to the replays, and I so appreciate you guys also who listen to me live. And because this is why I do it for you, to share my experiences that it may help someone else along the way. So, but I want you to give yourself a pat on the back for tuning in and for working on being the best you that you can be. So again, dealing with these feelings that all these planets are bringing up, the best way is to connect into something higher than you, which sort of brings us right back to the topic, connecting into a higher source, a higher energy. Whatever it is that you call that, however you classify that higher energy. You know, we all want the same things in life. We all want to feel secure. We all want to feel loved. And when you have those things in your life, this is where real true healing happens. And it happens not just in the feeling of security and love, but those, when you're in those feelings, it really helps foster your ability to be compassionate, to forgive others. Because if you're in a negative space, negative mind chatter, then it will be difficult for you to get into the flow, into the positive space of compassion and forgiveness. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. Just keep practicing every day. If you're having a difficult time in your relationship, something's going on, whether it's in partnership or a family relationship, try to work through it. Give yourself the space to work through it and send loving compassion. Do it's called metta meditation. Jack Kornfield has fabulous meditation. So if you have a hard time or if you're a beginning meditator, check out Jack Kornfield, K-O-R-N, like corn that you eat, field. He has some really fantastic meditations. Sharon Salzberg has great meditations as well. Pema Chodron, who I was speaking about earlier, she has great meditations. So do that. Take care of yourself. Now, between now and 2024, we have an opportunity to tap into reconnecting with the divine, with the universal power, with God, again, however you want to categorize that energy. I feel it's really too big to categorize because once we name it, we put it in a box. Again, because when you look at all the major religions, you look at their basic laws or tenets, they basically all say the same thing. Hello. So how can one be right, more right than another? The whole key is to treat others as you would want to be treated. If we could live by that one rule, then the world would be a much happier and better place. So you may be having feelings of being left alone or feeling abandoned now, separated from others, separated from the universal force to strength their energy. Now's the time to really go into that feeling and to heal that. And you do that through research, through looking for spirit, looking for the divine, looking outside of yourself. You may want to study Buddhism or Hinduism or Catholicism, whatever. You may want to delve deeper into whatever religion you were brought up in, or you may want to go into a new religion. Not saying that you should switch religions, but I believe everything, every religion has something to offer. Now, I don't attest or commit myself to any one particular religion. I'm very eclectic, and that's how I am in my life. My dishes don't match. My glasses are all different. Drives my son crazy, who is an Aquarian and a knowledgeable achiever who has to have everything in complete order. And I'm a charismatic leader where nothing has to be in order for me. I like things to be fresh and different and move around all the time. So that's the way I like things. So it drives my knowledgeable achiever son absolutely nutty. So again, go outside of yourself. Look for something higher than you. If you're having a difficult time and you need help with something, reach out. But don't reach out to someone who you know can't meet you in the space of what you need. say, for example, I know that my boyfriend, let's see, what's a good example with him? Well, I wouldn't, you know, girl talk, for example. If there's something going on that, say, is related to a female issue, me talking to him only brings him more stress because he just wants to solve any problem that there is. And if he can't, then it makes him very uncomfortable. And that's really how, because it's a man's brain is actually wired that way, that they hear a problem and they automatically want to fix it. So if you have something going on that doesn't need fixing, but you just need a lend an ear, go to one of your girlfriends and talk about it. Go to a sister or a family member, your mother, whatever, and talk about it. Don't go to the person who is going to react in a way that isn't what you're looking for. And so if you're looking for good advice, go to someone who you trust who gives good advice. You know, if you wanted to, I'm going to use a really strange subject here, but if you wanted to rob a bank, who would you take lessons from? Somebody who robs banks, right? Okay. So if you have an emotional thing going on in your life, who is it that you want to talk to? Talk to somebody who's had experience in that same area or who has qualifications to deal with what you're going through, okay? And that those things help you be more resilient by reaching out to others, by saying, hey, I could really use a hand with blah, 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 blah. I really would like to talk about blah, 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 okay? And if you don't have people in your life who you can talk to, then, and you do need to go to your partner or your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, then you want to let them know, especially if it's a male gender that you're going to talk with, say, you know, I really need to talk, but I just need you to listen. I don't need you to fix anything. So if you give them that disclaimer in the beginning, then it allows their brain to disengage from the fixer, oh, I've got to fix this, it's a problem, have to make it right, to being able to just listen. Just listen. One way that you can be resilient is if it's involving money, let's say, and you don't have a lot of it. So one way to be resilient could be you could clip coupons and shop with coupons. I know someone who, in fact, myself, I used to shop with coupons all the time. And it was like an adventure for me, and it was a challenge to see how much I could get and how much it would actually cost me in the end between coupons and rebates and things like that. And the best I ever did, one time I came home with $127 in groceries, and I spent $13 on the whole lot of $127 of groceries between coupons and rebates and everything. So there are ways to be resilient, you know, say if you don't have a lot of money. Now, of course, that takes time to do all that coupon cutting, and you have to look at all the sales and what's on sale where, and you have to know your prices and things like that. But that is a great example or one way of being resilient, is at being resourceful. So be resourceful. Look for resources to help you in your quest for being resilient. And again, one of the most important things is to reflect, to go within, to meditate. Connect with the entire universe, the energies of the entire universe. Find the bliss or the nirvana within. You know, it's not found in these bodies, in this temporary life, in the days that we go through or doing our daily business. It's found in the quiet moments and in the quiet space. That's where you find bliss and nirvana, in the quiet time. You know, so go outside of your ego. Allow that big mind, that chatterbox mind, to get quiet. And so many of us, when we start meditation, the chatterbox starts going full force. And when that happens, you know, people will say, well, I try to have a blank mind when I meditate, but it just doesn't work. Well, nobody, you can't clear all the thoughts out of your mind, because as soon as you tell the mind to clear out all the thoughts, they're going to run in like a waterfall. So what you want to do is just acknowledge the thought and say, oh, there's that thought again. Oh, yes, I have to do the dishes. I know. There's that thought again. Thank you for reminding me. And then let the thought go. So acknowledge the thought, and you'll be surprised at how easy you find it is to let the thoughts go once you have just acknowledged them being there. And then come back to the breath, get quiet again, and you just repeat, 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 repeat. Every time the mind starts chattering, you acknowledge the chatter, acknowledge that you have to do the dishes, and then come back to the breath. Now I'm breathing in. Now I'm exhaling out. And you just repeat that over and over. You can get a mantra if you like to have a mantra to meditate with. That can be very helpful. Or if you're a well-seasoned meditator, you know, you don't maybe need to have listened to a guided meditation or so forth. But it's much easier when you're beginning to follow a guided meditation than going into silent meditation right at the get-go, right at the beginning. So let's see. I'm over at the switchboard, and I'm going to take a caller. We have, let's see, how many minutes left? Oh, 11 minutes left, not very long. So this is a Skype call, so I'm not sure where you're calling from. So I'm going to bring you on the air now. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon. How are you this morning?
Hi, Sharon. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I have a question.
I was just
wondering what you see for me as far as looking for a career.
Well, that's a very broad question.
Do you see me getting a new job? How's that?
Yeah, because, you know, career, you've got a long time ahead of you for career, is what my guides are saying.
I know. That's a good question.
Right. Now, are you currently working?
Not what I'm doing. I took anything to pay the, you know what I'm saying? It's part-time, yes. I'm looking to get back in my career.
Yeah, because my guys are like, she's not really working.
I know. It's just part-time. Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah. And what part of the country are you in?
Ohio. But the part-time can be 30 hours, you know, so it is paying my bills, mm-hmm. So I have to appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. The more that you put out in appreciation, believe it or
Thank
not,
you. I know.
Then more that it allows the universe to open up the space to bring you more. Now, that being said, looking at your situation with the 30 hours, I don't feel like you'll be picking up more. It doesn't look like you'll be going full time into the place where you're getting the 30 hours now.
No, ma'am. That's not. Put that away.
Yeah.
That's not the job I want. I'm looking for my career. Okay.
Right. Right, but I'm just tapping in to see what's on your slate. I don't see you going full time into what you're doing now. And do you do something with singing and dancing?
No, but I love to sing.
Okay.
I exercise, so that you probably pick up on that.
Okay, because my guys are like singing and dancing, and they're like, so what that means to me in your situation is, they're saying that you're not enjoying yourself enough. You're not singing and dancing right now. Okay. Well, this is
I'm stressed.
Right. So, but you can turn on the radio, even if you can have a dance party. You can have a dance party in your own kitchen. The thing is, the higher our vibration, then the better things that we pull and draw into us, okay? So this is really important because my guides only bring up things that are important to help you on your path, okay? So they want you to be sure that you are taking time to do something that makes your heart sing. Allow your voice to sing. Turn up the car, the radio in the car, and sing at the top of your lungs. Because I really want to raise your vibration, okay, is what they're showing me. It's like I want to pick you up and lift you up and raise your vibration, okay? So put the gratitude out every day. And I feel like you are, but it feels like this has been quite a while that you've been in this position. You know, it doesn't feel like it's something brand new. It doesn't feel like it's only a couple of months old. It feels like it's been a while that you've been doing this part-time thing, just trying to, you know, making ends meet.
Five months.
Yeah, yeah. And for you, that's very difficult because my guides have shown me that you tend to be very organized. You like things to happen. You want them to happen now.
Structure, I know.
Yes, very, yeah, because I'm like, you know, with my hand on the table going, yep, this all lined up in a row. So for you, this has been the biggest challenge. And let's take a look at the timeline here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to give it to, you know, sometimes they beat around the bush, but it's because there are other things that's important for you to hear before we look at the timeline.
I understand.
Okay. So looking at your timeline, going back, it looks like things started getting shaky around January. Then going forward, July, August, September. It looks like that there you could have something in the job field that will come up in August. So let's see, beginning, middle.
Okay.
And there may be some glimmer at the beginning of August. There may be, again, a second possibility or opportunity at the end of August. But it doesn't look like you actually move into something that is more steady until around October.
Okay.
Okay. And what field is it that you are trying to get back into? I'm hearing like marketing.
I do administrative work.
Okay.
But it's more like for insurance, investment, banking, like that.
Mm-hmm. Because they're saying no. You know, to go back into exactly what you were doing, my guides are like, nope, 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 nope. They're like, you have to put a spin on it, okay?
I'm sending them out to other places, of course. Okay, I gotcha.
Okay, but they keep telling me marketing, marketing, marketing.
There's a lot of marketing in my job, though. There's a lot of marketing in it because it's sales. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is that the area that but that's the area that you want to move towards marketing, marketing, marketing. And that's where the position will open up, say, a good position come October. Let's just see if it's within your local area or if it's outside of your area.
It's in local.
Well, it looks like you'll be spending a lot of time on the phone. And my guys are saying it's outside of your local area. You know,
anything would be outside a city, you know what I'm saying? But I would never transfer. I'm not even sending resumes that are out of, you know, more than an hour away. I would not do that. So I don't know how that would be. But anything outside of your city is outside, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right, right, right. So it looks like that there may be some travel involved in this, and that's maybe why I'm getting the feeling that it will be outside of your city. So it looks like you'll be spending a lot of time on the phone. It looks like there'll be some travel involved with this, but there's something about putting a spin on your resume or putting a spin on what you do because they want to put this in highlight, you know, that,
okay.
Hey, this is what I specialize in. I'm an expert in marketing for blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Have you had, is your resume professionally done?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because something because they're showing me that there's nothing highlighted on your resume. It looks kind of just like flat. So I want you to focus on what you do best. Okay.
Okay.
And say, I am an expert in this area. This is where my expertise lies. Okay. And highlight the area that you work the best in. Okay. Say, for example, say, I'm an expert intuitive, or I'm an expert medium. So you want to, you have to boast yourself is what they're saying, because though you're very confident in what you do and you're very confident in your abilities, but I feel like that you come across a little aloof, okay? So you want to be confident, but you don't want to pressure people either, because I feel like you can be very intense, okay?
Okay.
But you want to say, yes, I am an expert in this field, and then they'll say, oh, well, why are you an expert? Well, this is why, so have your reasons, blah, 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 okay? So highlight a particular area that you're really good in. When you send resumes out, follow up with a handwritten note. Thank you so much for your time, blah, 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 okay? Because people don't get handwritten notes. People don't. Do you write left-handed?
No.
Okay. All right, because they want me to write with my left hand. So for you, practice writing with your left hand, because that's going to create new brain neurotransmitters between your left and right hemisphere, and that will help you to get in touch with the dreamy side of the mind and get out of the linear thinking mind, okay?
Okay.
So I don't care what you write. You can doodle, you can paint, you can do whatever, but do it with the left hand, okay? Because I want you to come out of that left brain, out of that linear thinking, out of that corporate mind, and come a little bit more into the artsy, holistic thinking.
No way. No way. I won't do that. That's no money. I will not
do that. I'm not saying for a career. Saying this is a practice for you.
Oh, I know it. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Not as a career, but to create these, to let that left brain relax a little bit, okay? So whether it's through dancing, through singing, writing with your left hand, start doodling, that kind of thing. They want you to get into right brain activities.
Oh, you mean left brain? Because
left brain.
Yeah, you would have to say that. Okay. No,
yeah.
I really do understand what you mean, though. I do. But you did say October, it'll be a good, the good job will be here, coming in October.
Yeah, it looks like October. We only have 30 seconds left, but, it looks like there'll be two possibilities in August, but the one that's like, the big thing, it looks like it's October. Put a zing on the resume, get out there that you're an expert, get on LinkedIn.
I know.
Start networking that way. And it's going to be.
I'm going to look at my resume and see. Get it and see, because it was professionally done. Oh, yeah.
Right.
But
right.
Those tips are really nice.
See what you can tweak, because they're saying there's got to be a twist on it, and there's no twist.
Okay. Okay.
We're out of time.
Listen.
We have 5 seconds left.
Listen, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a nice Fourth of July.
You too.
Have a nice 4th of July.
Thanks so much. You as well. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I wish you the best luck. We're off the air now, but anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to you, and let me know how you make out. Bye-bye.